Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 13th day of April. I'm your host, Paul. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday, and we are anticipating Sunday. I love Sunday. Sunday has taken brand new meaning for me. Well, brand new might be wrong. Renewed meaning for me. Sunday's always, of course, been the day that the Christian church has gathered. That day after Sabbath, the celebration of the resurrection, what's been called the Lord's Day. And Sunday's the day that we preachers get to shine. You know, we preach and share the word. And I've done that for years. But as many of you know, for several years, I was itinerant, meaning I was church to church, place to place. So many Sundays, I was in someone else's church or home or warehouse or pool side or whatever. I've done, preached all kinds of places. And in the last 6 months, we've been pastoring. The Father has put it in our hearts and others' hearts to plant a church in the South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina area. And so for the last 6 months, each Sunday has been an exciting adventure for me to get back into the pastoral work. And so I anticipate every week Sundays, this particular weekend, my dad, Rick White, is with us at the Garden Church of the Midlands. He'll be there tomorrow ministering our Charter Members Day. That's the day that we take new members, our first set of new members at the Garden. And he and my mom will be there to preach over all of us and bless us, and I'm just very excited about that. I'm going to air for you a sermon tomorrow that was the sermon we preached last Sunday at the Garden, and it's titled Believe and Receive. It involves the text from John 20 where Jesus comes into the room on resurrection night. And he speaks to his disciples. He ministers peace to them. He breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. Whoever sins you remit, they're remitted. Whoever sins you retain, they are retained. Thomas has his encounter, touches the nail-scarred hands. I talk about the fact that the church is commissioned right there to do something great, to proclaim forgiveness of sins. And if we take that mandate serious, then we are offering to people the opportunity to walk in the awareness that their sins are forgiven. Notice that I don't say we give people the awareness that they can have their sins forgiven, because I don't believe that. I believe that sins are either forgiven or they're not. But to walk in the awareness of it is to wake up to the reality of it, to die to the old you and to be alive to the new you. Well, we have the power to do that, and we ought to be doing it. And I make a proposition at the beginning of this sermon that perhaps why there's such a precipitous decline in the American church in attendance the week after Easter. There is. It's the least attended Sunday of the year, in fact. And maybe the reason has less to do with spring breaks and exhaustion and more to do with a bit of a letdown. We went to church to honor the resurrected Jesus, and we didn't see him. Or at least the version we saw wasn't that much different than what we expected. And maybe some of that responsibility is on us. Not in that we're not excited or we're not doing things excellently, but because we're not proclaiming forgiveness of sins. I loved preaching this sermon. I hope you will enjoy watching or listening to it. You can do both. It's available at our YouTube channel, PWM. It's available at our website, PaulWhiteMinistries.com. Well, it's available tomorrow. We post it on Sundays. Or right here, audio only, wherever you get your podcasts. Look for Believe and Receive, and I pray you are blessed. Okay, I am in Luke chapter 11, verse 33. We're at a very interesting passage. Well, today's a little less interesting than tomorrow's. Today, and I don't mean, that's the wrong way to say that. I guess what I mean is today's is a little easier to interpret, I think, than tomorrow's. This is the famous lamp of the body passage. You know how the eye is the lamp of the body. That's the part that's a little difficult. I'll save that for tomorrow since we've already spent quite some time talking today. Verse 33, though, a little simpler and a little more straightforward. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand that those who come to it may see the light. When Jesus tells the same story in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, it's, you know, the whole light a lamp, put it under a bushel. I don't think that there's too much controversy in how to interpret this, or too many diverse ways to interpret it. It seems fairly straightforward as far as I can tell, that you, why light a lamp if you're going to hide it? If you're going to light the lamp and then hide the lamp, it's useless to even have the lamp. And we're not talking about electricity in Jesus' day, but the actual lighting of something with a wick that used the oxygen of the air. If you cover it, it goes out. Well, it also doesn't light the room. And so Jesus, of course, is letting all of us know that the light that shines forth is meant to penetrate darkness. It's never meant to be hidden. And you and I have that light. But also in relation to Jesus telling this story, Jesus is the light of the world. He cannot hide. Part of the reason for this text to lie where it does in Luke is that Jesus has just told the crowd that he was not going to give them a sign. They're an evil generation seeking a sign. And then he talks this bit about the lamp. Well, he cannot hide who he is. What he's about to do is going to be done openly. He's going to die openly. He's going to resurrect openly. All you got to do is go to the empty tomb to see it. So he's not hiding his intent. He's not being malicious. He's not being tricky. He's not doing what he does in secret. He's doing what he does openly on a lampstand so that all may see the light. And our one responsibility, as far as I can see in this, is to make sure that we put this lampstand out where people can see it. Don't hide the message of the light. Don't hide the message of the good news. Let's put the cross and the resurrection front and center. And in some ways, it goes very much with what we're going to air for you tomorrow on Believe and Receive. Let's proclaim forgiveness of sins. Don't hide it. Don't bury the lead. Let them know that it is finished. Tomorrow, a verse that's a little trickier, and we'll get into verse 34. We'll see you then. Have a great day. God bless.